It was as bad as she imagined. People still whispered to each other about her. But now they were laughing at her. Laura and her friends immediately went back to treating her like an uncool music class kid. The few that weren't laughing and whispering seemed to feel sorry for her, which was almost worse. Alex was still mad with her, Kat wasn't speaking to her, and Ben, Tom, and Jay were on their side. She had nobody. It was awful. A week went by. A week is a very long time with no friends at all. By Friday afternoon, Amy was desperate. She was ready to get down on her knees to apologize to her friends for treating them so badly. After school, Amy went to the lake to see if they were at Parkdale Cafe. They weren't. She walked along the shore on her own. She felt so stupid, so mean, and so lonely. Then, a young man came running up to her.
"Excuse me, did you sing at the spring fair a few weeks ago?"
he said.
"Yes, I did. Why?"
Amy asked cautiously.
"I knew it was you. I'm Eddie. I was just at Parkdale Cafe. I was going to leave a message with that nice lady with the red hair who works there. I remembered seeing you and your friends at the cafe a lot. Then you walked by."
"What message?"
said Amy.
We have a band, Vox Pop. Maybe you've heard of us. We have our first paying gig in Madison tomorrow night, but our singer is sick. She's totally lost her voice. It's a disaster. We didn't know what to do. Then we remembered seeing you play at the spring fair. We all thought your singing was awesome. Can you sing with us tomorrow night? We can't miss this chance. We'll pay you. I'll even beg if I have to. Please, please, please,"
he said. Amy laughed. He was funny and kind of cute.
"But I don't know any of your songs,"
she said.
"It's okay. We've been hired as a covers band at a dance club. Do you know these songs?"
He showed Amy a list.
"Yeah, most of them. Give me your cell phone number,"
she said.
"I'll think about it and call you tonight."
Amy walked home and went straight to her room. She lay down on her bed to think about what Eddie had said. For as long as she could remember, Amy's whole life had been music. She loved classical music, but she also loved pop and rock, and Natalie Nevada had been her favorite singer forever. Most of all, she loved singing and she wanted to be a singer so badly. Even Alex, who had so much talent himself, couldn't understand how important it was for Amy to be a successful singer. Alex was rich, and his father could pay for him to do anything he wanted. Even though he was a great guy, it was hard for him to put himself in Amy's place. Amy knew that if she was going to succeed, she had to do it for herself. She had failed at her audition for Natalie's show. After that, everything had gone wrong. Her new friends didn't think she was cool anymore, and her old friends weren't ready to forgive her. But Eddie had seen her singing and had come looking for her to sing with his band. Even though it was only a club in Madison, it was a start. After all, even Natalie Nevada had started her career singing in small places until she was discovered. Now she was one of the biggest stars in the country. Amy knew she was a good singer. All she needed now was a chance. And Eddie had offered her one. That night, Amy asked her mother,
"Mom, Is it okay if I go to Kat's tomorrow night to watch some DVDs? We've got three, so it'll be pretty late.
I thought you and Kat weren't talking to each other, said Rose, her mom.
We are now,
said Amy.
I can't keep up with you girls,
laughed Rose.
Sure you can go. Should I call Anna first?
No, Mom. It's fine. She knows about it. Thanks a lot.
How late will you be? Remember your dad's rule. Home by 11:30, okay?
Sure, Mom. Don't worry,
said Amy. She went out into the yard and called Eddie.
I'll do it, but I've got to be home by 11:30,
she said.
Okay, no problem. Do you have a fake ID? You'll need it to get into the club,
said Eddie.
No. How am I supposed to get that?
Asked Amy.
Do you know a guy at your school called Zach? Talk to him. Tell him Eddie gave you the number. He'll get the ID for you. You'll need a photograph, and you'll have to pay him.
After Eddie gave her Zach's number, Amy regretted saying she'd do it. It was becoming more complicated by the minute. She called Zach, who told her to meet him at Parkdale Mall at 10 o'clock tomorrow to take the photo. The card would be ready by late Saturday afternoon.
It'll cost you $30, Amy,
said Zach.
And don't tell anybody where you got it.
I won't,
said Amy nervously. Amy packed her clothes for the show in her backpack. She couldn't pretend to be going to Kat's dressed like Natalie Nevada. She said goodbye to her mother and headed towards Kat's. Then she took the bus to Madison City.